Yeah, the meeting of ECOWAS Committee of Chiefs of Defence Staff in extraordinary session is intended to enable the region at the technical level, but at the level of the military people, decide, take a decision on the basis of the evolving situation in Mali, review it, and then see what additional proposals we need to make in order to ensure that the regional troops that are going to Mali to support the Malian forces to defend the territorial integrity of the country are in good shape, and they are effective, and they contribute their utmost to realizing the objective. This meeting is one of three key meetings this week. On Friday, it will be followed by that of the Mediation and Security Council. Mediation and Security Council is critical in the process of regional peacekeeping and stability. And then on Saturday, there will be heads of state meetings also in Abidjan. Both meetings, Mediation and Security Council, and summit will be in Abidjan, and Tuesday's meeting of the Chief of Defence Staff will be in Bamako. Just to also give a sense of Chief of Defence Staff of solidarity with their colleagues from Mali, and to be on the ground to also have a sense, a feel of what is going on in Mali vis-a-vis the situation in the north.
When the chiefs of defense make their decision, how soon will the troops be deployed to Mali?
Yes, the sense I get is that already as we speak, there's a force commander from Nigeria has already been appointed for the force, the African-led force from Mali. A force commander from Mali has already been named. The deputy force commander is from Niger. And from Tuesday, the sense we get is that from Tuesday, the troops from those countries that are making contributions, the troops will begin to arrive. So as early as Tuesday, Wednesday, we think that we'll begin to see boots on the ground.
So what should the world expect from the Chiefs of Defense meeting Tuesday?
Yeah, what we should expect is some proposals, some additional proposals on the basis of the evolving situation in Mali. The additional proposals for the consultation of the Mediation and Security Council and heads of state on Saturday as to how, at least from a technical point of view, not political, from a technical point of view, since they ultimately they are the experts in the area of additional proposals as to how additional measures that the region might need to take in order to better respond to the challenge in the north.
Some have been critical that ECOWAS has not moved fast enough following the UN security backing and all that, and that ECOWAS has not moved fast enough to try to resolve this crisis in Mali. What is ECOWAS' response to this accusation?
I would say no. I would immediately dismiss it. ECOWAS has, since the 20th December UN Security Council mandate, we have, since this crisis broke in March last year, we have been trying to mobilize international assistance, to mobilize international consciousness, to mobilize international awareness that this situation we find ourselves has implications not only for Mali, but also for the region and for the world. Increasingly, everybody has come to realize that, particularly against the context of the involvement of Islamists in the north of the country and the seizure of the large swathes of the north of the country. Now, we got a UN Security Council mandate, and since we did that, the President of the Commission has set up a working group, which will try and coordinate this on the stick. We have a Deputy Force Commander. We are on the stage of working with the AU for the donor conference, because we had indicated that we didn't have quite all the capacity that we need to be able to respond as forcefully and robustly as is implied in Resolution 2085. And those things necessarily we need to be in place before the force will deploy. What has happened is that in response to this urgent development, to this deteriorating situation in the north of the country, vis-a-vis the attempt by the Islamists to head to Bamako, the capital, the regional leaders have in their wisdom now decided, okay, look, we can't wait for these processes. said member countries should deploy immediately in order to support Mali to defend its integrity, defend the capital from this onslaught, and secure the country. And I think they have acted as responsibly as the situation requires. And it couldn't have been faster.